ESPN 93.5, Sunny, 95.3.
Well, Mike Ditka's on an airplane, Johnny.
Well, he does a lot of moving around, and we kind of got closed out because they won't let him talk from the seat.
So. Well, he said we're about to, we're rolling off on the tarmac here, and not going to be able to talk. But, you know, when I fly, I get tired. He's 73.
Well, it can work. Yeah, he's got a lot of energy. Mike's a great guy. Of course, you know, Steve, we talk about his achievements, and we talked about the show Football Life that ESPN, that ESPN has on. It'll show, and people should keep their eyes out for it to see the kind of things Mike's done. You know, he played in 5 NFL championships. We talk about his 3 Super Bowl rings, but he played in the 63 Bear championship game, which they beat the Giants.
And
he also played in the 71 Super Bowl, where they lost with your buddy Jim O'Brien.
Oh, the Baltimore Colt kicked a field goal.
Beat him I think it's the last play of the game.
Yeah, I think so. And so, then they won. They beat Miami, right?
Then they beat Miami the year before Miami was 17-0. Or was that right? Yeah, I think that's right. Because the 72 Dolphins won the 73 Super Bowl.
Right, and they were seven. That was the undefeated team. But did correct. Mike caught a touchdown pass from Roger Staubach
in the year before.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No.
So he was right up there, and of course his real notoriety came even more so in his 85 Bear. In his 85 Bear campaign, and as coach of the Bears, and I think he's one of the more popular ESPN guys.
He is, and to be, if you're 73 and you get re-upped 2 years for ESPN, isn't that good? I mean, come on.
Oh,
are you kidding me? Is there anybody else relevant at that age?
I don't know.
Broadcasting. Relevant broadcaster. John Madden retired years ago. Not really heard from since. I haven't seen him out. So it's cool. It's unbelievable. You know, when you pick up the phone, and I said, Coach, Stevie J said, Steve, I'm on the airplane. We're about to take off. I'm going, oh. He said, yeah.
Well, he's probably doing some sort of a
something.
Speech. He does a lot of benefits, does a lot of good things. Got a lot of people know him. And we're lucky to be able to talk to him every Friday. Wish he was on today. I had a couple questions for him. And,
well, I was going to ask about this. You know, in baseball, when you hit a guy, sometimes the guy charges the mound. It happened last night. Dodgers pitcher Zach Greinke, $147 million, 6-year deal, just went from Milwaukee to the Dodgers. He hits Carlos Quinton, a San Diego Padre, hits him on the shoulder. Apparently, you know, he's hit him before, 2 times in the past. This time, the guy takes 2 steps. I guess it's protocol for a pitcher when he's challenged to step toward the batter. So he lowers his shoulder. The guy fractures his collarbone. And this Carlos Quinton apparently never gets out of the way of anything. He's the most hit Major League Baseball player 42 times in the last 2 years. Big, thick guy. I don't even think he felt it. And he just, Zach Greinke lowered his shoulder, fractured it. And, of course, guess who comes to L.A. on Monday? It's the Padres. Don't you think there's going to be some sparks? Because I think it's protocol. You retaliate.
I don't know what to tell you. It's $146 million pitcher, and I broke my collarbone, Stevie. Scoop hit me right in the shoulder.
I remember that.
You can't throw a ball, I can tell you that.
Well, so it's his non-pitching shoulder. But
it doesn't make any difference. Look, it'll be a while before he throws a baseball again.
It's crazy.
That is a debilitating spot to crack a bone.
Man.
It hurt.
He got hit in the shoulder. He just turned his shoulder. It didn't look like it fazed him. Greinke lowered that shoulder. So it's the big sports story this morning. Is that a star pitcher suffers a fractured collarbone during a bench-clearing incident. And in baseball, if you get hit, the pitcher has to protect something's going to happen in L.A. Some people might get suspended and kicked out, but something's going to happen in L.A.
Well, that's a shame, but I'll tell you, I don't know, you have to get out of the way.
It's
95 miles. You can get hurt with that baseball.
Well, I guess you could, but this guy just is a big old dude. I mean, just thick as heck.
You get on base, too.
Well, that's right. Okay, I know you're following the Masters.
Round 1 is in the books at the Masters with a lot of ties. Mark Leishman and Sergio Garcia are tied for first with 6 under. Leishman seems pleased.
Good day, obviously. Got off to a bit of a shaky start. A little few nerves early, but got those out of the way with a birdie at 3, and then we're away. So hit some good shots, made some reasonably easy pars, And I think that's what gave me the confidence to go on from there.
Dustin Johnson is third at 5-under, followed by a six-way tie at 4-under that includes Matt Kuchar and the 92 winner Fred Couples. Tiger Woods finished the day 4 shots off the lead. Last year's champion Bubba Watson had a disappointing first round, finishing with a 3-over-75. In Augusta at the Masters, John Clark for Fox News Radio.
How's Freddie Couples? Freddie Couples do this at the Masters? He just loves it, I guess.
Well, he's a master golfer, and that's built for precision. You know, if you read Bobby Jones, he's the only golfer one that actually won what we would call the Grand Slam in 1 year. He ran the British and the U.S. Opens and the British and the U.S. Amateurs and the Ryder Cup 5 1 year. But he of course, he kind of helped design that course, and we talked about how he invited his friends to the invitational tournament that became the Masters. But he designed it for a real high level in terms of precision golf, and if you read about how he talks about the holes, you have to get it at the right quarter of the green depending on where the flag is. It's like, wow, how about just getting it anywhere near the green?
Yeah, right.
Then he says, now if you get it in the upper right corner on this one, you're doomed.
Wow. So it's not good enough to get the green. You have to be in the right part of the green.
Well, it's the Masters, and these are master golfers. I think Freddie Couple has that level. You see guys like Justin Leonard sometimes who don't really show up as much, and they'll go to the Masters and they play very well. Now, since they moved those tee backs because of Tiger and the long hitters, it's a whole new ball game.
Well, 32 guys broke par, Johnny. 32 guys broke par yesterday. That's an amazing high number. I mean, it really is for 7,500 yards and precision golf. And how about this 14-year-old Chinese kid, Tilong Wan? He shoots a 73. He's plus one. He's 14 years old. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Well, that's just, we took a bad break there. They didn't start golf at Unity until we were 15. Doggone it. We could have made it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, didn't you like that cellist at music camp when you were 14? I mean, we weren't in the Masters. Come on.
Well, I'll tell you, that's an achievement. I don't know how he got invited. I mean,
he won the Asia Pacific Amateur. He beat all these men. He was winning after day one. They said, that's cute. Winning after day two. They said, Day three, he's leading. Goes the fourth day, they say he's going to fold. He's on the last green on the fourth day with a 5-foot putt to go to Augusta, and he makes it.
That's amazing. So he earned his way in, and that's it.
He earned his way in. All right, we've been talking about, and I love the Masters. I guess it's the first major, but you played the Masters. I'm going to go to the...
Well, I played at Augusta National. I didn't play the... They didn't invite me.
Hey,
Steve.
Same difference.
And I think,
same difference.
I
you play Augusta,
flighted.
You're the Masters. And plus, you were making putts. So
it was fun.
Is there any way to describe how undulating, how big those greens are? Because TV doesn't show it, I guess.
You can describe it, I guess, but you can't imagine it from the television. You just have to walk on them. And,
well, you could be in front of the green and not see the flag pin?
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You're that much lower. I mean, we're talking about sometimes around the green, within, I'm talking about 5 or 6 yards, you're down 10 feet. I mean, you can't see it, and you got to chip. I had some pretty nice little chip-up shots. Because when I couldn't see anything, I wasn't nervous at all.
You had 39 on the front or the back? Which was the 39?
39 on the front.
Wow. That's crazy, Johnny. All right, Mike Ditka talked about Stan Musial. Tonight in St. Louis is Stan Musial night, where they're handing out 40,000 harmonicas, and they're going to teach people how to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the sixth inning. Seventh inning stretch. It'll be the most probably ever to play Take Me Out of the Ball Game. And Mike Ditka talked about Stan Musial in the last week.
Stan Musial, he was my childhood hero. He was from Denora, PA. I've got autographed paintings of him. I've got bats. I've got balls. He was a special, special man. And I think that, you know, when you look to celebrate the life of a great athlete, what he did on the field, I don't think, to me, is as good as anybody's ever played the game. But what he's done off the field, the way he treats people, the way he signs autographs, the way he handled himself in his restroom, I think is so significant that young players ought to take a page out of the book of some of these guys and understand that when I get success or have success, I have an obligation and a responsibility to give back to those who have made me what I am. That is the fans. We are nobody without the fans. And some of these guys don't get it.
Not, you know, Mike, you just described you. So were you influenced by Stan Musial in that way?
Oh, I know. Listen, I'm not trying to get myself. What I'm trying to tell you is I know that I have an obligation and responsibility. I'm just a kid that came out of Alcoa, Pennsylvania with a big dream, had enough good people in my life to help me reach those dreams. And, hey, if you don't give back and you don't understand that, shame on you. Shame on you. That's all there is to it. I don't, you know, I go back and I can think about all the baseball players I've watched. And I was fortunate in Pittsburgh. I was a young kid. Got to see the great Roberto Clemente and a lot of other guys. And, God, they were great. You know, I can go on and on. But Stan Musial, man, he batted over 300, what it was, 17 times or 13 times. That was crazy.
Yeah. No, the great man, too, but off the field, as you say. But, Mike, again, I know you're talking about Stan Musial, but he must have influenced you in some way because I look at you that way from the standpoint of gracious with fans, always giving, signing stuff all the time, appreciation. Those are lost traits, and it's a shame that today's athlete, making the kind of money they make, have a prima donna, for the most part, a prima donna feel.
Yeah, you're right, but I think there are exceptions. You know, I mean, I know Willie Mays. He's the same kind of guy. You know, Hank Aaron. There's a lot of great guys out there that are doing really good about it. And I've got great respect for him, but nobody like Musial. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody. This guy, he would light up a room when he came in. He would pour out that harmonica. He would play that harmonica. He was a show in himself. Yeah. And it was all genuine. It was all genuine. It wasn't about, hey, look at me. It was all genuine. I'm going to entertain you because you're the people that count. I'm going to make you have fun. I'm going to play the harmonica. You're going to get up and dance. Things like that. I mean, that's who he was.
Yeah.
And there was no show. There was no show.
It's great stuff. Stan Musial passed away Saturday, yeah. 92, 93.
That was life.
Stan the man.
From January, right after Stan Musial passed away. Our Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny segments proudly being brought to you by Flooring Surfaces, where the world is at your feet, Max Twin City Recycling, and Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Mike Ditka's on an airplane this morning. We'll wrap it up with Brother Johnny. Just one thing I did want to bring up, Johnny. Kathleen Sybilis, who's been working with the president, came out yesterday and was essentially trying to blame Obamacare on the Republicans. I thought that was creative. I don't.
Well. You know, I don't know who you're going to blame it on, but it's pretty complicated. People are trying to get their arms around that thing, and that was not the Republican. Yeah, you could blame them for letting it go through, I guess.
Well, they didn't vote for it. They had zero votes on zero. It was forced through late at night with a all Democratic Senate, Congress, and the White House. And the problem here is what we've been railing on, and I haven't been against people getting healthcare. I've been against the government trying to do this because it's so complicated. It's 2,700 pages, and they haven't got anything ready, and it starts in October, and they're fearing, oh, it's going to hurt us in the midterm. It's going to hurt us. All about the next election, always, right?
Well, sure, and that's my objection, is that the quality of healthcare overall just is going to go down over the next 10 or 20 years because it's just not an efficient system.
Yeah.
We already know all this. We've been around and around, and I think she might be stretching on that one, Steve.
Yeah,
that was a Democratic, and they all the Democrats weren't on board. They had to bribe several of them.
Yeah,
with,
give them
$200 million deals for their states to get them to vote for
yeah.
it. And don't forget, there's another thing about when you talk about the Democrats versus the Republicans. The liberal, fairly liberal state, I think most of us would think Massachusetts is liberal. The seat that Teddy Kennedy vacated was filled by a guy named Scott Brown, who was elected to not vote for health care.
Right.
That's why he won.
Right.
And that made 59 instead of 60, and they changed the rule, just took the pass anyway. So they really rammed that one through, didn't read it. We saw how the system worked, and it was a disappointing thing, and I don't think the law is any better than the mechanism they used to pass it.
Yeah. All right, before we end, I always like when Coach talks about his country. Mike Ditka had this to say on a recent show.
This is a land of opportunity. The only thing you're guaranteed is an opportunity. You can do or be anything you want to be, but that's up to you. You know, you can't say to somebody, if you got there, you didn't do it by yourself. No, that's bull. If you did get there, you did by yourself. You worked at it. Now, you might have had help along the way. But you had the initiative, the drive, the know-how, and all those things matter. And he's saying they don't matter. They do matter.
Right, that's exactly right. And that takes away that drive, and that's what we can't afford to have. You have to have it. It's a quality of life issue, Steve, yep. And it's also what makes us tick. That's how we have become the best country in the world. We've talked about that over and over, and same story. So it's our choice. Which way are we going?
Mike Ditka on an airplane this morning, and he'll be back with us on Monday morning. Johnny, a pleasure as always. Just when you hear Coach talk about stuff like that, it's just awesome.
Well, you know, and it's true, Steve, and really what we're talking about is the individual freedom that we have in this country that has made it strong. I think when you really do allow people to reach their level of what they like to do, of what they're able to do, it isn't. We're not all going to be the same. We're actually all significantly different.
Yeah.
But we're free to pick where we want to go and do what we want to do and find a spot. That's what makes us so strong.
Yeah.
And we don't want to lose that. We don't want a government driving us where we don't want to go, whoever that is and wherever you're going. It's exactly right. Mike's correct about that. And that's what we're fighting for, Steve.
Yep, you betcha. Johnny, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. We'll call both
Thank
of you Monday.
Thank you, Steve. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Johnny. Brother Johnny. Live from Houston this morning. Mike Ditka called a few moments ago. He was on a tarmac taking off on an airplane. Hope you enjoyed some best of clips. He'll be back live with us on Monday morning. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, again brought to you by Flooring Surfaces with a